Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and the other day at work, they found out a little about Chris Johnson that they didn't fucking know before. They never fucking knew. And I had to assure them that it wasn't that big a fucking deal, but like, people kind of thought it was a big deal. Now, I work in insurance. I'm on the service side of things. I used to be in sales. I used to do homeowner sales at the insurance call center job, and I fucking hated being in sales. So I moved over to the service side of things, but somebody was like responding to some like text message. I don't even remember what the fuck it was, but they said that like they wanted royalties for something, for some like commercial spot or some bullshit. And I thought to myself, like, royalties for commercial spot? Motherfucker, you union? You ain't getting fucking royalties for shit. Like, you don't know how this fucking shit works. That's not how it fucking works. Listen, let me tell you how this shit works. Just in my limited fucking experience, because I, Chris Johnson, have a fucking agent. So like, if you do a commercial spot, and it's a spot, it's not a fucking ad, it's a spot. It's a fucking spot. I worked in radio for 10 years, they're fucking spots. Commercials are fucking spots. It's what everybody fucking calls them. It's a fucking spot. It's a spot on the fucking log. You're filling up a spot, it's a spot break. I will fucking, until the end of time, call those shits spots. So when a fucking company wants a voice to do a fucking commercial spot, they got a choice. They can go either union or non-union. Union means they got to pay a lot of fucking money. They got to get like an actual fucking actor, deal with SAG and Screen Actors Guild and all that shit. A lot of these companies don't want to fucking do that because they're cheap pieces of shit. So what they do is they fucking offer commercials to like assholes like me, non-union fucking bums that'll do it for fucking dirt cheap, relatively speaking. Like a fucking standard thing will be like, hey, you could fucking be a cartoon taco for this Mexican joint. And if we pick you, we'll give you $400 to record. And then we'll give you $1,000 if that shit gets used on the air. It's good for 2 fucking years. We can air it as much as we want and then fuck you. And that's the fucking deal. That's the fucking contract. You have no fucking leverage. You can't just say like, I want royalties. Like royalties for what? A fucking taco spot? Like get the fuck out of here, son. Nobody's gonna give you fucking royalties. You're a non-union piece of shit. So when I fucking read that royalty text, it just made me laugh. So I like sent it to the group. I was like, I don't know what this motherfucker's talking about. Like royalties for like commercials and shit. I was like, but this is not how this fucking shit works. And then I realized like, fuck, these people don't know that about me. I don't walk around like talking about myself, which is weird because this fucking podcast is a lot of me just talking about me. It's a lot of me loving me. But like if I'm meeting people or I'm at work, I'm not like talking about me. People don't know like a ton about like how I actually am. And it's just a fucking persona. They know I'm a dick. They know I fuck around. You know what I mean? Like that's all they know. That's all they fucking need to know, really. We get along and it's fucking great. So like the subject of like commercials came up and I just started fucking talking about it. Cause the cat's out of the bag now. The cat's out of the fucking bag. So I might as well like answer their fucking questions. And they found out that I was in like a fucking radio commercial, which again, not that fucking impressive. I was in a fucking supermarket spot for some St. Patrick's Day promotion. And I was in it for like fucking 11 seconds. I will say this, they paid my ass $200, which is why I keep doing these fucking auditions. Because if you're going to pay me $200 for 7 seconds of work, I'll fucking throw together a fucking audition for the fucking chance of that. Here's the key. You can't ever fucking hope that you're going to get anything because you're not going to. Yes, I've been selected for a few things and gotten paid a couple times, but like we're talking over the course of fucking years. And just recognize that it's not fucking important, you know? But like what they'll do, like if you get something, the supermarket spot was just like a local thing. Like my agent called and was like, hey, you got to go down to the studio because we need somebody for this fucking spot in a couple hours. And I was like, motherfucker, I'm available. I can do it. I got called because I was fucking available. I was working fucking nights and shit, so I got to fucking do it. But like if you get picked for like some national thing, you got to sign like a contract and shit. You know, old El Paso, those Mexican food assholes? I signed a contract with those pieces of shit because they fucking picked me for something. And like the deal I ran through earlier was kind of like the deal that it was. Like, hey, you're selected. We're going to give you $400 to fucking record. And if we fucking air that shit, you get a fucking grand. They never fucking aired it, so I didn't get the grand, but I got the $400 to record. And if you're wondering about agent fees, she got 20%, but she didn't get 20% of my 400. She got 20% of 400. So like, it didn't come out of my paycheck, so I didn't give two shits. Imagine being a fucking agent? Hot shit. Some bum like me gets a fucking job and you get paid $100 or whatever the fuck it is. That's good work if you can fucking get it. I had to assure everybody, like, listen, I'm not an important person. Any fucking asshole can do this. And they're like, yeah, but you know, if they have to read, da 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 da. Listen, my only skill, if you want to call it that, I don't even think it's a skill, is that I got a deep voice and a big fucking mouth. And sometimes that's good for giving you a couple $100 here and there. Overall, it's not really good for much, except for a podcast. It's good for a podcast too. If I'm being honest, I probably could take a more active role in like commercials and voice acting shit, but I just don't give a fuck. My agent was up my ass for a while about doing a demo. I didn't do a demo because I didn't want to do a demo. She's like, you got to get your demo done. Like, fuck, I guess. But you got to pay for a demo and you got to schedule like studio time for a demo. And I don't want to pay for a demo or schedule studio time for a demo. If you get a demo, like it's more, like you get more chance to get shit. Like my buddy Sully made a demo. Sully gets way more shit than I fucking do. Sully's done a ton of shit. He's got a different voice, so he's not taking shit from me. It's weird. Like you're competing with other people, but you're not competing with other people. Sully doesn't sound a goddamn thing like me. Is Sully better than me? Probably. But like, Sully's not going to be up for the same shit that I'm up for in most cases. But the point is, Sully's done way more shit than I have, and Sully made a fucking demo, and like they can just listen to his fucking demo and be like, I want that motherfucker. He's got himself on the agent's site. There's a Chris Johnson on the agent's site, but it's not me. It's probably LA Chris Johnson. I fucking did a podcast about that motherfucker forever ago. My agent came to me one time, and she's like, is there somebody out there with a similar name as you? What, Chris Johnson? She was emailing some guy in LA named Chris Johnson. She thought it was me. LA Chris Johnson stealing my shit. Then I go to the fucking agent's website and I see fucking Chris Johnson up there. I'm like, that's not me, goddammit. I know my fucking voice. That's not this. This is fucking LA Chris Johnson. How the fuck does LA Chris Johnson like just bump in and start taking my shit? Stay off my Kool-Aid, motherfucker. Anyway, so I got coworkers that think I'm famous for being a bum with a big mouth and being in a fucking commercial 4 fucking years ago. I'll be back Sunday to Wednesday. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I am on Podbean. It's the host of the cast. Every goddamn episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline for you on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. If you want to see me, you can catch me on Instagram. That doesn't maybe 5 minutes.